Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Welcome, everybody. Hi, this is Jory. I'm a coffee psychic, and tonight we are going to be working with your spirit guides. I kind of want to say angels. You know, it's really funny how we start saying the word spirit guides and angels. And basically, is there a difference or isn't there? Now, some people believe that there's a difference between spirit guides and angels, and some people just say that thing. Spirit guides, angels, they're the same thing, and hey, don't worry about it because, you know, it's really all spiritual guidance anyway. Now, I've seen other people, and I've listened to other people, I've heard other people, I've read other people, and some people really do feel that it is all the same thing. I don't. I've been in the presence, I've had communication with my spirit guides for years, and I've had contact with angels and angel energy. I've actually, one of the other questions they have is, you know, we know that your spirit guides, or as it's told, your spirit guides are many people that have been spirits that have been incarnated on the earth plane. They've had many, many, many different experiences. They've graduated from the earth plane. And they still have some lessons that they're going through, and they are choosing to help us down here that are still going through lessons. So part of their growth is to help us. Those are your spirit guides. And the way somebody else phrased it was, spirit guides have more had experience and karma. I heard one person saying it this way. Whereas the angel realm, they are pure energy from God. And they haven't had karma. They haven't had to deal with experiences. They haven't had to deal with any of the stuff that we as human beings have. You know, I've heard things about, have angels been incarnated on earth, like for any reason. And interestingly enough, I have read a couple of people where I looked at them and I was going like, well, you really feel like you have been an angel from that angelic realm and that you chose to come down here to earth to have some experiences. I've seen that. I've seen it a couple of times. Not a lot. It's very rare. So I have seen that. And gosh, you guys, there are so many things that we can talk about here. But again, your spirit guides have been incarnated. Most of them have had human form, human experiences, karma that they've worked off, and now they're here to help us. You know, they also say, and I think this is where the aliens come in also. I had heard somebody else referring to our connection with our Earth-based spirit guides or the galactic spirit guides, and that's where they're talking about the ETs who come in here from different planets, different galaxies, things like that to help us also. So tonight what we're going to do is I'm a medium, I'm a trans-channeler. I'm also going to look at when you guys call in, I'm going to check to see who I can hear as being your spirit guides, your angels, and you can ask a question, or I'm actually going to take a quick glimpse. I do have some cards here. They might relate to what you're going through. They might not, but I'm going to go ahead and see what I can pull up for you. So let me see who we have first in line here. And also, there's so many different realms of the angel realms. We've got power animals. So whatever questions you guys do want to ask, you can ask me also, and I'm going to see what I can pull up for you tonight. All right, hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
My name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, now I always want to say to people, do I have your permission to say anything to you at all?
Yes.
Okay. So I really want to ask you, have you had a hard time around relationships and separations? Okay, that's what I'm getting from the spirit world. I literally hear somebody by the name of, it sounds like a Sarah, as a guide for you. I also want to share with the other people, too, that we also can many times, like the archangels will be around us, helping us work through things. And then we have other people. It really occurs to me, Kimberly, that you've got something going on with separation, letting people go. It almost feels like, gosh, it feels like something happened in your childhood where there was this separation, and God, I just get such a sense of anxiousness around you. So do you start getting very anxious when you have people leaving you?
I don't think it's anxiety. I think what I learned in my childhood, what I'm learning now because I've been going through therapy and spiritual therapy, understanding trauma, my dad
yes.
Abandoned me. And the
Got
issue
it.
Is coming up again with the ex that I had that I finally separated from about a year ago.
Okay.
So that's exactly what that mirror is.
So here's a little saying that I heard from a long time ago. People in our lives for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. Okay?
Right.
And
right.
And if we can look at it, like you said, spiritually, if we can look at it as like, what was the purpose that I was supposed to be with this person, your dad, for up to a certain amount of time, and then he left.
Right.
So looking at that purpose, looking at what did he provide for you also, and knowing that love is forever, and love
right.
just doesn't come through one vehicle. You're a very generous, very spiritual person, and it occurs to me, Kimberly, that what you put out, you know, we have a, what goes around comes around. What you put out comes back to you. But what you've experienced through a sense of fear and loss is going to become you, in the sense that you will then be the shining star and throwing all of your love and all of your generosity out on other people that you work with. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? Do people get drawn to you?
Yes.
Do you help people?
Yes.
And people really care about you, right? Like a lot. I mean, they just tell you.
Yeah, family. Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be more than that. Your light is going to be expanding out to a lot more people. You are probably even going to be writing a book, ma'am, if you haven't even. I don't even know if you've thought about writing a book, Kimberly, but I see you writing a book. There's so much. There's rainbows around you also, rainbows of light coming in around you. I get a lot of prayer and meditation that you're going to be going through, and there's going to be a lot of people that you, from what you've experienced, will be sending out all of this love on people. So, like, the emptiness that they have felt and what they've gone through, you'll be helping to fill that, and you'll be teaching them.
I hope
you understand that message. Also, and I want you to think about also, for sure, a spirit guide by the name of, I really get Sarah around you. So one of the ways, you guys, that we can actually find out about our spirit guides and angels, like I can hear these names from the other side for you, but what you want to do is you want to say, you know, in your mind, talking to your spirit guides and angels, say, you know, Jorianne said my spirit guide's name was Sarah. And so when you're at the Walmart, gas station, anything like that, if you start seeing the name Sarah on the salesperson's name tag, that's confirmation for you. If you see the name Sarah on a license plate in front of you, that's also confirmation. Okay? So that's what you want to look for. And Kimberly, I just want to wish you a great deal of luck. There's a lot of amazing things that are going to be coming into your world in front of you. So good luck, honey. God bless you. All right, let me see who we have next online here. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Julie from Minnesota.
Hey, Julie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Beautiful. Okay. I always have to type people's names in here, otherwise it goes right out of my head. All righty, here we go. Now, can I ask you anything, honey?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Did your mom die already?
Yes.
Okay. I get your mother around you. Oh, my God. And I don't know if she didn't go through a lot of difficulties before she died or something. It feels like there was some sadness there. But it really feels like she really loved you. Did you guys have a great relationship, or did you guys work through anything?
Yeah, I was her chauffeur. She couldn't drive, so her and I spent all this time going shopping and out to eat, and I was always taking her places.
That is so great, honey. So this brings up another little topic, you guys. You know, somebody had said... I'm trying to remember this guy's name, John. He's a really wonderful medium. His name will pop in, but his first name is John. Anyway, he had said he was doing one of his lectures and presentations, and this one woman said, he had just said his mom has just died. She goes, oh, I hope she's going to be one of your spirit guides. And he goes, oh, my God, not me. My mom had so many lessons to go through. He says, I feel like I'm at a higher level. So some people seem to think that our dead relatives can be our spirit guides as well. Is it possible? It is possible. Is it probably usual? Probably not. There was a gentleman that was coming to one of my psychic development classes, and I kept seeing his grandmother, dead, on the other side, helping him. And sure enough, she did become one of his guides, and she was completely helping him. And she was more of an advanced soul. So... what we do find is that many of our dead relatives will be coming in to watch over us, and yes, they will pass messages to us, but I can't say that they're really fully 100% like becoming an ascended spirit guide that works with us. Okay. So, Julie, I want to ask you, has there been anything around Was there anything with you not taking care of nurturing yourself? Or have you had to learn how to do that? Okay.
Well, in the last,
last two or three years?
I'm a caretaker, so I've been taking care of a lot of relatives who have passed in the last 15, 20 years. Yeah.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you for your service to your family, by the way.
Thank you.
That's great. Yes, ma'am. And two things. You're supposed to be learning to listen to your inner guidance in a huge way. Okay, in a huge way. Now, I don't know if you pray to Mother Mary or not, but I certainly do feel Mother Mary around you. And I've got some goosebumps. So whether you're Baptist, Lutheran, Catholic, it doesn't matter. Mother Mary is a huge saint, okay? And, of course, mm-hmm. she's the mother of Jesus. So she comes in also in a huge way, but also to remind you, please take care of yourself. Because without you taking care of yourself, you really can't take care of anyone else, right?
Yes.
Yeah? And also...
Yeah.
You're also supposed to be learning to listen to your inner guidance. Haven't you been having dreams where people are coming to you and talking to you in your sleep?
No, that's what I've been missing. My dad just passed, and I haven't been getting any dreams from anything, and I'm just...
So
I don't remember them or something.
That could be part of it. It what's happened many times is that people want to have contact so badly that if they do have contact, they don't remember it. And what they suggest is when you're sleeping in the middle of the night, you want to keep some sort of tablet or a voice recorder, something where you can write stuff down in the middle of the night completely. Write it down very quickly, and then you'll drift back to sleep. And then when you wake up, you'll go like, oh, great. I did remember because I wrote it down. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And, gosh, there was something else that came in and flew away really, really fast. Did you get a large sum of money, Julie?
Not a large sum. We got some money, yes. That was my question about his house, yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Well, I see some money coming your way. So I'm not 100% sure if this is new money, but I think it's new money.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
Really listen. You're welcome. And listen to your dreams. That's what I wanted to say. So this is what I want to share with you and everybody. We are all highly evolved spiritual beings having a human experience. We're not human beings having a spiritual experience first and foremost. We're spirits. We're down here. We're having lessons. When we die, we're going back to the heavenly realms. When we sleep, our body needs to rest. Our spirit does not rest. So some people consider it a dream, wink, wink. You know, it's like, oh, I had this dream. Whereas when you start remembering that you're having experiences with your dead relatives, what you guys are really doing is you're having like a visitation. And it's coming while you sleep. Because when you're awake, your analytical mind starts to analyze and criticize, saying, you know, you kind of like cut yourself out of it when you're going like, it's like, look, there's that dead guy right over there, or my dad is staying there, but it's like, no, I don't believe that, or is that true? Whereas if you really start working and studying and meditating more, you'll probably be able to see your folks, you know, talk to them right across the table or in a meditation, or you'll start recognizing that in your sleep more. Okay?
Okay.
All right, honey. Hey, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hey, you guys, if you have any questions, if you don't understand what I'm saying, just, you know, give me a call or, you know, just ask me. Ask me right now. Hello, caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hey, Laura, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, really well, thanks. Thanks for joining us tonight. Okay,
well,
so you're welcome. All right, two things here. There's a couple things here for you. Are you an energetic healer already?
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you picked that up. That's good.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Did you also have a struggle with seeing other people's points of view at one point?
Yeah, I guess I could say that.
Okay. And, gosh, the other part I wanted to say was, did somebody have to deal with cancer in your lifetime?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. So, gosh, it's almost one of those things of, I want to say this to you in such a way that I don't know how it's going to sound, but we all choose our own pathways. I know you know this already, and we're all going to walk through the door onto the other side through one of many, I mean, the body has got to come to an end at one point, right? And there's a lot of different ways in which that can happen. So I think what I'm really getting for you, Lori, is to not judge, or Laura, not to judge the person's pathway home, if that makes sense for you.
I can't, not really sure what that means. So I've had some people in the past who have passed from cancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's one person still living who has cancer right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine him. He would never take his life.
Is that
who you're talking about? The one who's currently living or past someone in the past?
It seems like the question would be, why would that person have to go through that death experience when they're such a great person? Or why would they have to go through this when blank, 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 fill in the blank? Rather than, we don't know what God's purpose is for somebody. We don't know why somebody had to go through cancer. We don't know why somebody had to go through losing a home, a divorce. We don't know, because we're just this little person down here watching other people's life's lessons. God knows why they had to go through it. We don't. So you don't want to get caught mm-hmm. up in the why they're going through what they're going through. You just want to be there to support them, because we all choose our lessons on what we're going through. Now, the circumstances might be different, but karmically, we are choosing what we're going through. And sometimes that might be, you know, hard to look at, but it's part of what we've chosen to go through when we got born here.
Yeah, I had a friend who passed of lung cancer because she smoked so much, and she just would not give it up no matter what. And we went several rounds around that discussion, and then it got to the point where when she did get sick, she didn't tell me she was sick because she knew we had had discussions around her smoking and that where that would probably lead. So she was afraid I would say, I told you so. But
I know.
She,
I know. So you know what's really funny about that? It's not funny, but what I totally picture here is that at some point in a past life, she was a Native American Indian chief, and her smoking was not only a pleasurable thing, but it had something to do with religious rituals.
Oh,
and that was
wow.
just part of what her soul did. That's what she chose to do, and this is just how it ended up that it impacted her body this lifetime.
Wow. So, Joanna, are you picking up anything around what my purpose is or what's going to happen in the next several months?
It seems like there's going to be a lot of changes that are going to be coming in around you in the next several months, honey. Like,
what's
like,
that mean?
Endings,
is it good or bad?
Some endings. Maybe it's going to be changing jobs, changing positions, but it feels like there's going to be some endings going on around you and brand new beginnings for sure. And when I look at this, Lori, there isn't. Say it again, please.
Are the endings positive? I guess it depends on
how you look at that. One woman said to me, she goes, "Look at what happened for me, Joanne, not what happened to me, but what happened for me." So again, one of the things is we have to look at things not through, it's like, oh, God, oh, no. You know, this is just what's happening in the moment, but what is the real purpose for why this is happening? and the long term and the long term benefits that come later. Again, we don't know, but God knows why all this is happening. So that's why when things are happening, we want to get into a state of patience, meditation, and really start asking for help and guidance as to why certain things are happening. So, and again, I think a lot of that's just to give us some patience and stuff while we're going through changes that are supposed to be happening. All right, Lori, good luck. Good luck. Take care. God bless you. All right, let's see who's calling in next, please. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi.
My name is Patricia,
and I'm calling from Alabama.
Alabama. How is the weather out there, Patricia?
Well, I tell you, it's been a lot of rain that we've been having in the last week or so. So very welcome, because without the rain, it would be hot, hot, hot with a lot of humidity.
Totally, totally. Good, good,
yes.
Good. So
thank you for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. My great pleasure. You know, I want to tell you, when I feel your presence, I get such the sense of a dead man watching over you. Now, I personally get the sense of an Ed or an Edward or, I don't know, could even be an Eli as a spirit guide also, okay? So remember the E name. Gosh, ma'am, I got to tell you, you really are quite the teacher. You stand up for people, you take care of people, you have a very strong personality, and one of the messages here also is, boy, oh boy, you too have to take care of yourself, and it's because, you know, you're really out there. I mean, I don't even know if you take time to rest or take a break, do you?
I try, Lord knows I try.
Lord does know, honey.
I was before I called you. Before I called you, I promise. I took three baths. Two for the kids. Wait a minute. I think I was on the 15-minute hold, so I was taking the two grandbabies bath, and I managed to jump in the shower and get me a bath. And when I got back here in the room, you were taking a call. I thought, oh, my God, have I missed her? Lord, have I missed the message?
Sweet.
So I tried my best.
I think you just do such an amazing job. I know you're a teacher, and it doesn't matter if you're in a schoolroom or not. It's that you are here to teach people. You're a strong force. The other part is this one card says power of joy. And, man, do I see you that way, Patricia. I really see you as this beautiful sense of playfulness, I want to say sweetness, but a lot of caring, a lot of giving, but wanting to do stuff at play. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So do you go to church still, I hope?
Well, I haven't been, of course, because of what's been going on, but
certainly.
I am always telling
God.
Just how grateful and thanking my angel guides and the universe. So that's just a reminder. That is anytime I wake up in the middle of the night, just at any time that I feel the need to thank all, and that's all the time. So, yes, I'm very grateful.
Amen, yes. Amen. You know, the other part I want to say to you is I really get a sense of these dead people coming into your home and watching over you and the family. So if you're catching a glimpse out of the corner of your eye, go to look, nothing's there. Just know that, you know, you have these wonderful spirits watching over you and the family. And this is going to sound really, really weird, so, you know, I don't want to scare you or anything, but did anyone cut themselves yet and had to be rushed to the hospital or anything?
No. No one has.
Knock, knock, knock on wood. Knock, knock, knock on wood.
Mm.
Okay? Just be careful. I'm just saying it because that's just a picture that ran into my head. And it reminded me of the one time that I kept telling my daughter, please be careful with the kids. Please be careful with the kids. Because I see I see blood and I see the emergency room. And she goes, oh, Mom,
wow.
Okay. And I said, okay, but I'm still seeing it. And when I came home, the phone call was, please come to the emergency room. And I'm like, okay.
Yes, I'm okay.
So be careful.
I will. Okay, I will. And can I please ask this question? I was supposed to, I resubmitted to the nursing program. It wasn't a good time last August, and I understood that it wasn't a good time. So I resubmitted, and I was rejected. And I just want to know, from my spirit guides, is it because of my daughter losing her children and me having to step up to the plate and get these children about a month ago? Because I don't understand why I didn't get back in this year.
What I'm honestly got hearing right now, what I'm directly hearing is it's not time. Because when I feel you going to this, whether it's this school or another school, it feels like it shouldn't be a problem. Like eventually you should be able to get in if you're still on that path. And it really could have something to do with the timing of your grandchildren. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Because I'm hearing it's not time. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. I just received the letter today, and it did hurt me. It hurt my feelings because I just feel like, you know, well, I had this talk with God, and, you know, and I know this is on purpose. He told me to run. Go run and do it. My son, he graduated from high school, that was in 17, but I was taking the prereqs and everything, and I talked to God about it. He was the last one, and I asked him, is it time for me? And he told me to run fast as you can, and it's time. Don't look back. And I have been, you know, I've been running fast, not looking back I actually was accepted last year. But again, I had so many things going on. I was still trying to meet the needs of my family and friends and take care of everybody and go to school. And it just did not work. So I said, you know what, I'm not going to do this.
Yes, honey. Yeah, you can't spread yourself so thin, number one. But the thing that I have seen happen in the past is that sometimes the universe rearranges things around us to take care of other things that are important as well. So, personally, I would go, keep trying to resubmit, but then also, I heard it's not time just yet, but that doesn't mean it's not time forever. I mean, to me, it feels very clear that you're supposed to be moving in that direction. So I would go ahead and keep asking God, you know, God, lead me, let me know when, you know, where should I go, and then keep taking care of your family. All right, Patricia, thank you so much for calling. I have got to move on to the next caller now. All right, let me see who's next online here. And good luck, Patricia. Hello, caller.
Hi,
who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jorianne. This is Tamika. I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Hey, Tamika. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. I just love talking to you. So first I'll listen to what you have to tell me. Then I'll ask my questions if you want.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, let's see what we have here. Okay. Is there a situation, Tamika, that you're supposed to be taking charge of right now, that you're supposed to be in control and you're supposed to be saying, hey, this is the way it's supposed to go?
I probably, with my sister and my niece. My niece is about to have a child for the first time, and the father is threatening. The father threatened that if she leaves and goes to Florida with my sister, which is her mom, that he would hurt her family, which is us, come and hurt us and hurt her. So I don't really know what to do in a situation, but I'm scared.
I got that. So the thing that I got right away was take charge of the situation, which my thought would be, I always say pray on it. But if somebody is threatening you, you need to bring that to the authorities' attention so they can watch over you. I mean, the bottom line is if somebody's starting to threaten you and they could hurt you, you need to seek protection. And it's illegal to be threatening people. You're not supposed to do that. You can't do that. You can't hurt other people. It's against the law. So sometimes you have to have records to prove, like, here are the emails, here's this, here's that, he's threatening this, and then you get a court order of protection for your niece and the family.
Is he all talk? Do you see him coming and hurting us or sending his friends to come and hurt us?
Well, it feels like he's mentally and emotionally imbalanced is what it feels like.
It's true.
To me. And when people are like that, they're not, you know, here's the weird thing. We all came from God. We're all going back to God. Now, we don't know what somebody's lessons are in this lifetime. We don't know why he's being aggressive, why he's being abusive. We don't know what lessons he's supposed to be learning here. But in some instances, you know, his ego is getting way out of control. And sometimes you might be the one that has to say, we're calling the police. We're going to take action now, because that might be one of his lessons he's literally supposed to be learning.
Well,
and if they don't think that he's safe to be around the baby, people need to know that too. But if he is, then things like that need to be worked out. And you can see that he's got a fear and anger right now that's going on that's probably causing a lot of these behaviors. But you also, he needs to be responsible for his actions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I mean,
This is somebody that I would talk to somebody about this, and I would ask them for some guidance. That's what I would do as far as police goes or possibly a therapist.
They are going to go. They're leaving. They're leaving Sunday. My sister is moving out and moving to Florida and taking her with her. But we're just worried because he threatened that if she goes, then he's going to come and, like, come after us and come after her. We don't know if we're going to be safe when they go.
Do I think he could be a harmful person? I honestly do. So that's why I think you're supposed to be, you know, at least calling somebody to let them know that there have been these threats. And that's just you being responsible for yourself, because you've been informed about something that could happen, and so therefore you want to take action on it. And that's why this is saying take charge of the situation. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, my sister, she's going to make a police report. I'm just wary about when they leave, if it's going to be backlash against us, you know.
Yeah, I
That's
understand.
What I'm worried about.
I understand your concern. Yep. Yes, ma'am. There are some people that are very angry out there, Tamika, you know, and you can't do anything about that. You can just understand where they're coming from and be clear that, hey, I'm not the one that caused this problem.
I know.
But take care of yourself. All right, so you had one more quick question. What do you want to ask?
Yeah. So with my job that I'm currently at, the one that I walk to and walk home from, that walking distance from my home, I wanted to know if you see me losing that job anytime soon or if I'm going to be there for long. Like, do you see them letting me go or if I'm going to be okay?
Well, when I personally feel the frequency and the vibration around that job, it feels like there's a strong possibility that you might be moving to another job.
Because of them?
I think because of you. And I'm hearing the name Rich or Richard or Rick, and I don't know if that's going to be somebody in another job that you start talking to.
No, no.
But I hear the name Rick, no. Richard. Are you researching another job right now?
I was, because you know why? Last Friday, they wrote me up out of nowhere. Now, I'm still new to this job. I started in November. They wrote me up out of nowhere because they said that I've been making, like, a lot of mistakes. And so I've been trying to really try hard. They said, after this write-up, if you get written up one more time, then after that, then it would equal termination. Like, if you get one more chance, and then after that, it would equal termination. So I'm like, whoa.
Okay.
I'm trying my best now. and I'm wondering if that's what's going to happen. So that's why I started looking for other jobs, but I don't know if I don't have to worry and I'm going to be fine, you know?
I don't know that you don't have to worry, and I do see you looking for another job, and it, to me it looks like you might find another job that's going to be very pleasant for you and that you'll just want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if you want to, you know, let me know what happens. Give me a call. And these people are, you know, it takes time for people to learn new habits, new jobs, things like that. And I don't know that they sound real patient. So I think they feel like if you do make another mistake that they just might ask you to leave. But to me it looks like you look like you'll be leaving yourself because you're going to choose to leave. That's what that looks like. So let me know what happens, Tamika. Good luck, honey. Good luck. All right, let's see who we have next online.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Hi, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Amala. This is Amala.
Amala!
How are you?
Hey, where are you? Good, good,
good.
Hey, where are you calling from? Are you from New York or where?
Oh, where? I'm from Connecticut.
Ah, got it. Got it. Thanks, honey. All right.
So, all I don't
right.
know, can I ask a question or you want to go to whatever you need to say and then I'll ask a question? Do what you got to do.
Yeah, let me see what the spirits are saying here.
Sure.
Okay, so this is what I'm getting around you.
Okay.
I'm getting that it's really kind of funny. It's like the spirit guides are kicking back and they're just watching you and they're kind of like laughing because it kind of feels like there's a part of you that's going 240 and, you know, your spirit is just kind of like really out there. And have you been having a lot of fun lately, even though you've been in?
Wait, what are you saying again?
I'm saying that the spirits are supporting you and very proud of you.
Oh, okay, great, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Awesome, well, yeah, it's been an uphill climb for a few months now. Actually, it's not even with this COVID business, it's just if, you know, universe provides, universe tests, there's a lot of tests. You know, did you really get it? Yes, I got it now. And that's probably why they're clapping their hands. Yes.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah. So,
I mean, really, they're like standing there cheering. Like, that's what I'm seeing behind
awesome.
You. Woo!
That's so cool. That's amazing because, I mean, I really, I'm a good-hearted person. And I think that the question that I'm struggling with, it's interesting that the spirit guides are all like clapping, but. You know, I know I'm a good person, right? And it's not like I'm doing it for anybody else. I do this for me. That's who I am. But I feel like lately that, you know, my friendships are getting really tested. I just kind of like, I feel like I'm disposable to them sometimes. It's because, you know, it's not a woe is me thing. It's just a part of my thing. Connecticut has very little transportation. And when we go out with my friends, like, they know they're the driver, and, like, it's like they drop me off whenever they want to on their time, and I don't feel valued. That's what's going on. And I don't know what you feel or sense with that, but is that changing? Because I know what I deserve, and I think that's what spirits are also clapping at, is that I know it, and I will not tolerate people who do otherwise either.
Right. Right.
Yes. Yes.
Good, good. So you are, well, it says for sure that you're seeing the situation accurately, number one.
Okay.
And give me a second here. What I keep hearing is, who do you love?
Me.
And who do you love?
God.
And who do you love?
I don't know. Is that a trick question? I don't know.
So,
I don't know what else to say.
So do you love these people, honey?
Oh, Oh, of course, you know, like, I give unconditionally. Yes.
That's
I do
it,
love.
Right there. That's all. That's it. That's just it. So they're being little stinkers right now. And
okay.
As we know, and again, I went to the beginning of the show and I said, people commit your lives for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. Even
right.
In our long-term relationships, there's a shift in the relationships. Sometimes
right.
We're closer. Sometimes we're taking a distance away from each other. They're learning things. We're learning things. The best
right.
Thing you can do is keep being open for different people in your life in case some people have to leave and they'll come back later. You know, what are they providing? What are they learning? What are you giving? What are you getting? That sort of thing. Like,
yep.
What's the relationship between each person that you have?
Right.
And I want to say be patient with them and let them be human beings. Let
okay.
them be silly. Let them be stingy. Let them be gracious. Let them be great. And what you can do is you can
yes.
come from a space of love and tell them
yes.
that, you know, how much you love them. And just say, hey, if you can't make it this night, that's great. I appreciate it. You know, to know somebody else who can or that sort of thing.
Right.
It's almost like don't put that on them. But accept
yeah.
them for being little stinkers when they are. And then see if you guys can really keep generating an amazing friendship and accepting them in their good spaces and in their not-so-good spaces.
Yeah, I was just also, the second part question is related. Is like, do you see me meeting somebody really, like, relationship-wise? I know I've been asking you, but because I've done the work, I know that this person exists.
Okay, so two things I'm hearing. I'm hearing, when are you going to write your book?
I already wrote it.
Yay!
I'm writing another one? I guess I'm writing another. I am writing another one, definitely. The other,
you are
the
right.
The first book came out last year, yes.
Okay,
this
so what's the name of the book, and what's it about, Alma?
Okay, so the book that came out October of 19 is called It's spelled this way on purpose. I'm legally blind. So it's called I Like the Body Part, EYE with a View. That's the name of it, I with a View.
I with a View, beautiful.
Yes, and basically it's a hybrid. It is 12 stories, true stories, based on themes. There are three parts to each story. Something happens.
Okay.
Most of the stories are on blindness or me facing some kind of vision loss or something to do with vision. And
yep.
something happens emotionally, I get whatever all caught up into the vortex of that. Then it's based
okay.
on a theme like facing loss, being your authentic
yeah.
self, taking self-care, self-love. And
I
then
know,
the third
I
part
did.
Is that I give exercises at the end of each story based on the theme. So there you go.
That is beautiful. And then
yeah,
and
it's Amazon,
what you just said
it's on Barnes & Noble. Yep.
Nice. Thank
yep.
you. Thank you. So I with a View, and then
yep.
what's your whole name so people can find it?
Okay, so it's A-M-L-A. Last name is M-E-H-T-A. But all you have to do is put in I with a View in Amazon. It should come up. It's a purple cover, and it has an I on it. You can't miss it. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that, Alma.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You are welcome. So as far as the man comes, this is what I know. I believe
okay.
somebody's going to come in, and I believe they'll come in when they're supposed to be there. And I don't want that to sound like a cheater's answer.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And remember I said Florida. Florida's going to be important. Okay?
Okay. Florida's going to be
all right.
important.
Oh. All right, honey.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank
Send
you so much.
Happy
4th.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you, girl. Bye.
Happy birthday, America. Thank you.
Yes. Happy birthday, America. Bye, Alma.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God, you guys. Don't you love Alma? She's amazing, amazing, amazing lady. And Alma has been a follower of the show for a long time. And actually, we're following you, Alma. There you go. Okay. Let's see who's calling next online. Hello, caller.
Hi, lady. I love your show. So energetic. My name is Anita. I'm going to take my call.
Thank you, thank you. And tell me your name again. I think we were breaking up just a little bit, honey. Is it Lisa?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, Lisa, where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. Hey, this is what I can tell. This is what I can tell you right away. I don't always know if some of the things that I'm hearing here. I always have my fingers crossed here, but I have such a sense of, don't run away, don't walk away from a situation. I get it as being a, you've got the capabilities, you've got the courage to stand in the face of either uncertainty or of upset, and that you will be able to make these things work. It'll work out, whatever this is meaning to you. And do you also have any Native American Indian reservations around you? Because, boy, I really am picking up the Native Americans around you, ma'am.
Oh, I do call them, but I wanted to work in one of the reservations, but later on I was thinking about that.
Sweet.
There's a gentleman. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, because when I look at you, Lisa, there's just all these Native Americans, like, just around you, and in spirit, and also probably in the physical form. remember this. You don't have to run away, whatever that means to you. Sometimes we feel like things aren't working out or it's not working in our direction, but sometimes it will if it holds fast. But that doesn't mean, and I don't mean you don't have to leave a piece of property, because if there's a piece of property and the well has run dry, then of course you're going to move on to another piece of property that's going to support you. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about for you right now?
Oh, yes, I'm clear. Got it.
Thank you. Thank you. And I do get the Archangel Gabriel working with you, by the way.
Nice.
So, and there's also somebody, there's this beautiful spirit woman. I'm 100% sure that this guide, her name is Peace. Almost like if you remember, you know, from a long time ago, what some old hippies would look like. So relaxed, casual, bell bottoms, long hair. But this woman wears her hair more up in a bun above her head. And she really is, her name is Peace, and she's really here to just help you really open up more. And gosh, Lisa, there's farms around you, there's horses around you, everything. Does that make any sense to you right now?
Yes. That's what I like.
Beautiful. Do you work with animals?
Yes, I do.
Great.
I love them.
That's great. That's great, honey. Your spirit is of the earth. I mean, you really get grounded when you work with the earth and you work with the animals. I mean, that's like why you're here. That's what it feels like to me. Okay?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
You know what? I want to thank you very much, and thank you for joining us on the show tonight. I see a lot of great guidance around you, and I know these people will be talking to you in your sleep, coming to you and giving you more information, meditation or sleep, that sort of thing. All right, thank you so much. All right, let's see who we have on hold here. Excuse me, guys. All right, hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name's Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Ellen, welcome to the show. You are welcome. All right, give me one second here, and let me see what we're getting here. I think we both had a tickle in our throat at the same time, Ellen. So I want to say one of the messages that I'm seeing for you is there's a lot of positive changes that are supposed to be coming into your life right now. And did your father pass away? Because I've got a dead man here watching over you very, very lovingly. And I don't know if it's your father, your father-in-law, or a boss or somebody that you felt, you know, fatherly care from.
Yes, my father has passed on.
Totally, totally a great guy, ma'am. Totally a great guy. And are you working with anything around big money right now, or anything around career changes and business?
I get money for a nonprofit. That's what my job is. I don't work with big business. It's a nonprofit.
Okay, so when I see this, there feels like there's, I don't know, when I feel your presence, I get like the towers, I get downtown, I don't know, this is just business, it's money, something very positive around this. So whether some of these people are giving you money into the nonprofit fund, I really don't know how that works, to be honest with you. But it's something very positive. It's something very, very much where you know what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing and reach out and make it bigger.
Well, I am thinking of a career change, so maybe we can follow this up a bit. Can you give me more information regarding this?
Well, I don't know that I can give you more information on that right now, but
okay.
What I can tell you is you want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about a river. And for you, there's something about Minneapolis for some reason. I have no idea what that means.
I don't either.
I know. That's why that's the greatest thing about this work is I can hear it, I can tell you guys, and then you can let me know what happens. Also, there's going to be three men you're supposed to be working with, and two of them are going to be more closely connected to you, while one is going to be in the background. And it really feels like you're going to really get in there and help, like run something. I don't know if it's going to be a company or what that is, but it feels very, very big, and it does feel like downtown New York. So whether this is within the year, and it feels like you know the right people, or you will know the right people. That's what I want to say. But remember that I'm saying there's positive changes coming in here for you, Ellen. So, and again, I love any and all feedback. You know, please give me a call. Let me know what happens. Okay, and it kind of looks like we're almost running out of time here, guys. So let me see who we have next online. Hello, caller.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, nice to meet you. My name's Allison.
Hey, Allison, this is Jorianne. Hey. How are you?
Fatigued, overstressed,
yeah.
Exhausted.
Oh, well, where are you calling from?
The heat of Arizona.
There you go. I have family out there. I can appreciate that. All right. So let's see what I have for you.
All righty. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So it kind of, does freedom mean anything to you?
I think anyone who knows me would say that is probably the first word that they would, that or first or second word they would use to describe my nature and my need. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yeah.
I am much more, and just to add a little side bit there is I've often said, you know, that if I were to be buried, which I won't be, that my gravestone would read, "Don't fence her in." So, yes, absolutely.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, because right away I'm getting just like freedom is so important to you.
Oh,
and,
it's my plan.
Yes. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It seems like there's been a sense of needing to protect and keep private. And there may have been some time ago where that's necessary. But this is what I can tell you also, Everybody does not need to know your business. And
nobody knows.
There you go.
Business.
Thank
That's
you. That's right.
I'm really, really, like, I'm trying to put together that the initial advice is because even my stepmother says, oh, man, you are so private. And I like my stepmother. Yeah. So, no one knows me, or very few. I mean, you know, like, I don't.
Yeah.
Do not share.
Well, that's the protecting of yourself. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes.
That was a need
yes,
for you. Protect yourself and be a little more on the covert side. No one needs to know your business. They just don't.
No, they don't.
And there's nothing wrong with that at all, because some people think they need to know when it's just not necessary.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And here's the thing. We're going to make up stuff about everybody anyway. We're all going to have some thoughts, and we're just going to put things together in our heads and just make things up.
Yep.
So, you know, I think there's a saying out there, don't give people ammunition.
Right.
They're going to make up enough stuff on their own.
That's a good one, yeah. I would say I live by that too. Yeah.
Yes,
not really sure where this is applicable, though, because it's really my – and by the way, my father was the very same way. So this is like, in the genetic pool. But
a learned behavior.
I'm not really sure why this is coming up because there's nobody in my business, even when there is, and that's sort of an effect of both the shutdown, you know. So I'm, you know, like I don't have anyone around me anyway. But even when I do have people around me, it's like good luck, you know. Ever.
Well, I'll tell you
I'm not
what.
Really
I'll
sure
tell you where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Allison,
yeah,
I'll tell you where it's coming from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know
you.
The character Scrooge in A Christmas Story?
Oh, Scrooge, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you know how he really kept to himself all the time and didn't let other people in, that sort of thing?
Well, that wasn't
he did.
His, but no.
He did
that,
what he
no,
did.
He, said,
he kept,
really
he kept, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was a curmudgeon, so, you know, that kind of, it was more his nature rather than, you know, keeping people out. But, anyway, go ahead with the.
You just get the thing that he kept people away from him.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing wrong with keeping private, and then there's a sense of not expanding outward where you're allowing people to come in and just be amazing with you. Like having some big boundaries. But maybe those boundaries were a learned behavior, and maybe there's something else that you'd be okay with later on. And, again, you don't have to spill the beans. You don't have to tell people all your personal business. But there may be something that your spirit is saying, hey, I want to have more people around me.
Oh, right.
That's what I'm hearing is going on here.
Okay. I was trying to figure out where you're going.
And because you got an amazing personality there, ma'am. You really do.
I've been told that, and I felt that much more when I was, of course, way younger. But life happens, and sometimes you have a hard time getting back up, you know, when life is
very, very
cool. Yeah.
And here's the thing. This is what some people say, too. By you not expanding out and being with other people and letting them in, you're kind of cheating people. You're cheating them out of not being able to have an amazing relationship with you. Because they don't get to have a greater experience with you. It's not like you're cheating them on purpose, but it's something that if you were able to be more open or welcome more people in, then they'd be able to have more fun with you, and their lives would be more enriched because they get to play with Allison, that sort of thing. So, you know what, guys? I can't believe it. Our hour has just about ended here. I do want to say that if you'd like a more in-depth reading with me, with your spirit guides, your angels, or just a past, present, or future psychic reading with me, it's Jorianne the Coffee Psychic here. You can reach me at area code 219-940-9292. Again, that number is 219-940-9292. This is your psychic connection right here at Blog Talk Radio. I'd love you guys to join me again next week, and we'll talk very soon. Thanks so much. Good night, everybody.